It's Ian Pickus back in WAMC's Congressional Corner with New York Congressman Pat Ryan, a Democrat from New York's 18th District. He's been in office since 2022 and is running for re-election in November. Before we leave presidential politics behind, just wondering, what issues would you like Vice President Harris to prioritize during the course of this fall's campaign?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Ian. I think she's Vice President Harris has been really rightly focused on the areas that I've been hearing from my constituents are most concerning and the highest urgency and need. I mean, she's really talked under this important umbrella of freedom, and something that I've talked about, of course, reproductive freedom and protecting those rights, and especially economic freedom. That is the number one concern from folks in the Hudson Valley as I'm out there, you know, doing our town halls, our constituent services, and our CARES van. It's the affordability crunch of housing, healthcare, gas, grocery, utilities, all of which we've been working on and making some progress, thankfully, in bringing down, but a lot more work to do. And she's really talked about the stark contrast between the choice we'll kind of have to make here in the next few years of, do we want more of the sort of Trump plan, which quantitatively, provably gave some of the biggest tax breaks to billionaires, big corporations, and ultra wealthy people on the expense of middle class and working class people, adding trillions to the deficit and putting at risk programs like Social Security and Medicare. That is one choice, which I think very few, kind of the 1%, would want. And everyone else is wanting us to focus on middle class tax cuts, helping working people, leveling the playing field for small businesses, lowering housing costs, bringing down prescription drug costs, and those sorts of things. And she's been focused on that, as have I.
What do you say to the argument that's been made that Democrats have been in power? You know, they've controlled the White House for this term, and consumer prices are just stubbornly too high. Americans are confronting inflation, and, you know, Vice President Harris deserves some of the blame for that.
We've seen record inflation largely due to the pandemic, but there's obviously other reasons that crossed two administrations, both, you know, started under the Trump administration and exacerbated by the Trump administration, to be clear, and then continued under the Biden administration. And the president and the vice president have done a lot of work, as has Congress, to bring that down. We've made big progress, but as I said, we can't ignore the fact that costs are just too high. And it's not just costs, it's wages are flat too. It's the double whammy of costs are up and wages are stagnant, especially in the Hudson Valley. So we've got to be relentlessly focused at a specific localized level on things like, how do we bring down housing costs? Both, you know, I've called on a pretty comprehensive housing plan that includes building more middle-class housing, workforce housing for veterans, seniors, and others, but also really holding to account these Wall Street speculators, for example, who have come up to the area, started buying up housing, jacking up housing prices. So there's a set of specific actions there. You know, I wrote a legislation called the Stopping Pharma Ripoffs Act to bring down prescription drug prices, which we've seen some headway on, but a lot more work to do, no doubt.
Let's pause on that housing issue for a second, because as you mentioned, you introduced a bill on this, and, you know, in recent days, Good Cause Eviction was passed in Beacon. Kingston has approved some tax exemptions. It seems like with Governor Hochul's kind of okay in the last legislative session, that localities are taking matters into their own hands as best they can. But specifically, what should Congress do in an area like the Hudson Valley, where, you know, the average renter cannot afford a apartment month to month?
Yeah, there's a lot of good work happening at the state and local level, and big kudos to many of the mayors and leaders in the Hudson Valley working on this, and town supervisors. At the federal level, we have, in my view, really failed to meet the need and understand the need even in housing. This is something I really brought with me from my time as county executive, now here to Congress, to push at the federal level. So I actually introduced a package of four bills that I wrote and seven others that I co-sponsored that are part of our housing agenda when we rolled that out a few weeks ago. It includes, you know, one of the biggest is something called the Working Families Housing Tax Credit Act that helps spur more housing for folks in the middle class and working class, where the ultra wealthy can afford homes right now, but kind of no one else can. And there are a lot of programs to help lower income folks, rightly so. But folks in the middle, you know, folks like our teachers, nurses, cops, firefighters, that are the backbone of our community, can't afford to live in the communities anymore that they're sort of serving. So the Housing Tax Credit Act helps there. Another bill called the Pro Housing Act that helps speed up essentially what can be a years-long process. Another one about lowering the Mortgage Rate Reduction Act. So not to get too deep in the wonk here, although happy to, but there's a bunch of pieces that I included. And really, this is an example of, in my view, taking that, what I learned at the ground level in local government, and now saying we got to step up at the federal level.
Social Security the other day had its 89th anniversary, and there were several kind of celebrations for that. You have a bill on Social Security to prevent future cuts, and you know the solvency of the program is always an election year issue. So what's your vision for the future of Social Security?
Yeah, this is arguably one of the most important things I think we've introduced in the last 2 years. In my mind, I think it is. It's called the Protecting Social Security Act. There are two major sort of challenges or threats, one could say. One is the macro solvency of Social Security, to your point, Ian, where we've seen now multiple plans in writing from Trump and the sort of far right that want to cut it, either raise retirement age, sunset, and or privatize the program. That's been documented in this Project 2025 plan that's out there. It's been documented in something from the Republican Study Committee, which is the almost 80% of the House members signed on to this plan. So we know where they want to go, and my bill is about making sure that we protect the solvency by recognizing that, again, the ultra-wealthy are not paying their fair share into the program, and others in the middle class and working class are paying much more than them. And so that's kind of at the heart of this bill. The other piece, though, is just ensuring access at the local level. I mean, we've been fighting, for example, to get a Kingston Social Security office reopened for almost a decade. We're now in a battle. The Social Security Administration has pulled out of Newburgh, and we're fighting to get them back there. So we've also been doing these mobile CARES van Social Security days. We're actually doing one this morning where we're bringing the Social Security Administration to our constituents so they can get access to the program in a frictionless way.
We just have like a minute left in today's segment, but let me ask you this, I can anticipate listeners' reaction, but the government is only funded through the end of September. Will you guys be able to avoid a shutdown next month when Congress is back?
Yeah, it's a real concern. I mean, we went through this twice last year where we saw the House Republicans that are nominally in charge fail to even get their own majority to come to agreement. Thankfully, we averted it. I'm confident that you'll see ultimately the two parties come together as we did last year. I hope we can do it quickly and with much less drama and anxiety for everybody. But we should be passing a bill on time, which would mean the end of September. And it's very frustrating to me, and I think total BS, that folks of like the leadership, quote unquote, here in the House have already sort of given up on that and have said, oh, we'll just sort of kick the can until after an election, which is a failure in my mind of our duty.
Well, we thank you, Congressman Pat Ryan, a Democrat from New York's 18th district, in office since 2022. And when we come back the next time, I've got a lot more for you.
Thanks, Ian.